Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we invite you to participate in our monthly conference calls, which happens to be the last Sunday of every month. So this Sunday, the 27th, we will have one at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To find out more about Sign of the Times, Blog Talk Radio, please email us at sign19@gmail.com. Again, signothetimes19@gmail.com. Please reach out to us, as well as use that as an opportunity to make your $10 monthly donation to keep Sign of the Times on the air. We also ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood Racing Culture, where Dr. James Jones is the president director there. You can reach out to him as James Jones on Facebook, as well as on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon and Unity Design, and Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please reach out to him on Facebook as Arlie Gordon III, as well as on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And again, Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. So tonight we're looking forward to having another intellectual, spiritual, and analytical dialogue in an atmosphere of love and mutual respect. That's how we roll here at Sign of the Times and New Power Radio Network. And we're honored to have the opportunity to have a brother by the name of Zen Uru join us tonight. Peace. Is this Brother Zen?
Yo, peace and much love. Can you hear me? This is Zen Uru.
Peace, Brother Zen. Welcome, welcome. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well tonight. Thank you for having me on this station. It's an honor to be here. I'm very excited about this, and the opening was, yeah, that just set the tone. I thank you for that.
Ashe, yeah. You know, other than the fact that I've been a printhead as long as I've loved hip-hop, you know, these are really changing times, and we're entering the age of Aquarius and things like that. There are all kinds of paradigm shifts that are happening amongst the nationality of humanity. So when I saw this project, I thought, wow, what a great way to make the connection between hip-hop, the continent, and the people. So please introduce yourself to the listeners and fill us in on what the Zen Project is about.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that. My name is Minister Zen Uru. My name is Zen Uru, and I'm a minister with the Temple of Hip-Hop. And the Temple of Hip Hop, as many of you know, is an organization founded by our teacher, KRS-One, in 1996. And I've been an apprentice of the teacher since 2004. I've been able to travel the world with him and spend time while he was writing our book called The Gospel of Hip Hop. And so through these principles, we put together this book called The Gospel of Hip Hop in 2009. It was released. And apparently in some other countries, they're having a hard time getting this book into their hands. And this is where Nigeria comes in. I was hit up by a brother in Nigeria named Inspector DJ. He's with a group called the Council of Hip Hop Movement in Nigeria. And he said, yo, we're having a hard time getting copies of the Gospel of Hip Hop out here. Can you help us? And so as we researched it, we as the Temple of Hip Hop, the organization I represent, we can get copies of the Gospel of Hip Hop just a little bit above cost at resale price from directly from the manufacturer. But the shipping and handling to Nigeria is almost $55 a book. And so what we decided to do was, well, let's raise these funds ourselves instead of asking any one person or a group of people to donate money, which we would welcome, by the way. But let's come together, see what we can do with our community, and build a project that involves anybody who wants to get involved with it, but specifically Nigerian MCs, so their voice can be heard throughout the other parts of the world. And so that's what we did. It was really fortunate. I put one post up on Facebook that we would about the project, that we would like to receive any donations from artists, specifically MCs and producers, to donate to the project, and that we would raise funds once we made this mixtape. One post, and I got over 30 tracks donated, so some of those from other states and countries were taken off so that all the Nigerian MCs who donated would get a chance to be on the mixtape. And we released this about 2.5 weeks ago, and we've already raised $850, and our goal is $1,400, so we're over halfway there. And a radio show like this, and anybody out there who's interested, this can help, you know, push that up to the $1,400 mark. And with that $1,400, we're able to send 20 copies, which is two full cases of the Gospel of Hip Hop, to Nigeria. And just so you know, in Nigeria, you know, we're going through a lot of change here in the United States. But when I was talking to Inspector DJ out there online, he was saying that, you know, just up north from where he was at, there was that massacre where 3,500 people were killed. And I just think that's a staggering number. And it just really hit me. I know we're going through it in Chicago. I know we're going through it everywhere in the United States. But, wow, 3,500 people at one time, that's a staggering number. And so these brothers are out there in Nigeria building a community based around the original intention and principles of hip-hop. And so we just want to empower and help them the best that we can through our resources. And that's the spirit of the project that we created.
Ashe, I mean, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And we have spoken about hip-hop here on Sign of the Times and adopted, you know, the old definition of what hip-hop means, and that's higher infinite power in our people. And so what better way to offer some sense of healing and comfort to, you know, not only the people here through, you know, with the work that you're doing, but the people there as well. So let us know, where can we find the Facebook page, and how can we donate to the cause?
Okay, so on Facebook, it's real easy. You can just go up to the search and type in International Underground Movement. That's the International Underground Movement. It's underground, not underground. So it's UNDAGROUND. So the International Underground Movement on Facebook. And we also have a GoFundMe page, and it's GoFund.me/FirstPrinciple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got links to those pages as well on our Sign of the Times page, your New Power Radio Network page on Facebook. So please reach out to this family and to our hip hop family, and you know, try to assist in any way. And one of the things that I like, Brother Zen, Mr. Zen, is that you all offer, you know, make 99-cent donations or $99 donations, either way, you know, to community in that way, to let people know, you know, whether your donation is big or whether your donation is small, your donation still counts.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the thing about our community is there's just such a variety of incomes, you know, and we want to make it available for anybody. You know, if somebody was able to, if somebody wasn't able to even get the 99 cents online and say they wanted to just help promote it, they can get a copy of that. That's just as valuable, any kind of promotion that we get, and that's as valuable as donations too. So I just put that out there. Just go ahead and leave a message with me at the Facebook page. If you're not able to get a PayPal to donate to the project, if you help promote it, you can get a copy of the mixtape, because that's a valuable resource as well, the promotion of the event. So just put that out there as well.
Ashe. All right, y'all. Now, please go visit their First Principle GoFundMe page. Like Minister Zen said, they have $830 raised so far of the $1,400. Now, Minister Zen, talk a little bit about the importance of the book. Why particularly is this book important to hip-hop and its legacy?
Okay, word. Okay, so The Gospel of Hip-Hop is a hip-hop life guide, been written by our teacher, KRS-One, over the past 18 years, or at 2009, it had about 18 years of his directly writing and editing the book based upon the knowledge he received prior to the book from the original pioneers of hip-hop culture, from Kool DJ Herc to Afrika Bambaataa, Zulu Nation, and a host of other activists whose names, Harry Allen, you know, Professor Zizwe. These are different people who helped inspire and write and collect this book. Now, keep in mind, though, when I'm talking about the gospel of hip-hop, too, although it can help those of our generation and benefit, it's really for not even what we call our kids' generation, but our grandchildren's generation. This is a book designed that over our time and our children's time, that we're going to develop the identity and the character that's presented in this book. Now, the gospel of hip-hop itself, it's really a lot of ancient wisdom put into the modern language of hip-hop. And so there's principles that are in alignment with a lot of other spiritual movements around the world. And so much love and respect goes to that, because hip-hop as a culture, much like our music can have an influence of, say, an African rhythm on drums and then some European clarinets or some, you know, some orchestration and then make a beat out of that, merging these two separate sounds, seemingly separate sounds into one coherent music, we've noticed that over time, as hip-hop culture has grown, that we as a people of international and so many different backgrounds have taken our spirituality, and instead of creating walls with that, that we find these pieces that work together, these certain ways, these certain universal principles that are found in any true spirituality. And so the early days of hip-hop culture, when they were ciphering in the Bronx or in the parks and around New York, the cipher would consist of, say, Muslims and Christians and Rastas and 5%ers. There's such a diverse background of spiritual thought going on at the time in the ciphers. That's what the gospel of hip-hop was born out of. It's born out of the need for us as an international culture to have a common language, and that's what we're presenting as the gospel of hip-hop and the intention of the book being written.
Ashe. So is the teacher involved in this project in any way?
Yes, he is, actually. You and I had planned this last week, and it didn't work out. And what was great was over the weekend, I was able to meet up with the teacher down in Sonoma County. And this was a project that when Nigeria reached out to me with it, the teacher was on tour in Europe. And when he's on tour and he's moving around, it's very difficult to get feedback from him or get updates with him because he's so busy with the people and with the movement and this and that. And so me, as one of his students and one of his apprentices and as a representative of the Temple of Hip Hop, put the project together. And so over the weekend, it was great. I was able to present them with the project that it was already made, and that the community had already raised $830 for this project. So he's in full – I knew he would be in full support of the project already, but just that he was able to see that from the community, that really inspired him, and he is getting behind the project. And his voice is all over the mixtape. We've taken his teachings at lectures in various places and integrated that as the transitions between the songs on the mixtape too. So – yes, he's very involved in the project, and now that he's seen the early fruits of the project, he's going to be assisting, helping push it up to that $1,400. And also, we're going to be creating another project after this. We want to keep this going, but we want to keep it paced, you know, so the community can grow together. So that's the intention, too, of that.
Ashe, so tell us a little bit about some of the artists who are involved. Now, okay, so we're clear. Now, you've got the project going where you're sending the books to Nigeria, but you also have this mixtape that
mm-hmm.
people are contributing music and art to. Tell
mm-hmm.
us, you know, once the project is complete in Nigeria, will you be doing anything here in the U.S.?
Yes, what we'd like to do, the next project that was presented to us was a Native American brother reached out and was saying that this would be a good time for the next project to help raise awareness for what's going on in the Native community here. And so that was something very interesting and dear to my heart because, you know, you talk about a voice that gets silenced in mass media, you know, the original natives of the land, and they're being silenced in a lot of ways. And so I don't know what that project looks like yet. Let me put that out to you. It's still growing, and we're still developing the early stages of that. And, you know, there's a lot of exciting things that the Temple of Hip Hop's also doing this year in the United States. We're going to be having this year for Hip Hop Appreciation Week, the third week of May, we're going to be having – our theme this year for Hip Hop Appreciation Week is history. And then in November, we're going to be meeting in New York, and we're going to be documenting hip hop's history from the pioneers. And so that's something the Temple of Hip Hop is doing here in the United States. And our next project will most likely, but it's not 100% cemented yet, will be revolved around raising some kind of funds or some kind of awareness for the Native community here in the United States. And yeah, and then we could talk about, I would love to talk about the artists on the mixtape too, but I just want to make sure that I answered your question first.
Oh yeah, please, feel free.
Oh, well, thank you for this opportunity too, by the way. And you know, now our mixtape, we have artists from Spain, different parts of Africa, from Nigeria to the Ivory Coast, from Colombia, here in the United States, from Miami and New York and the Midwest, and over here in Cali, artists up from Canada and artists down in Los Angeles. And so it's truly a global project. Australia as well has participated. So, you know, one of my favorite artists on it is a kid by the, well, I don't call him a kid, he's a grown man, but his name is Tech the Super Latin. And what's really dope about his story is that his father, Click the Super Latin, is an iconic B-boy, producer, MC in Los Angeles. And his son has been around his dad performing since he was just a little guy. So there's pictures of him with KRS-One as a 2-year-old, as an 8-year-old, as a 13-year-old. And now this guy is touring, you know, Europe and things like that based on his skill. So he donated a track, and it has Akil, the MC from Jurassic 5, on the track as well. So that track, Tech the Super Latin, that's a second-generation hip-hopper who's grown up underneath the culture with somebody who was deeply involved with the culture with his father. So that's a really special track. Another one, Raheed the Wisdomist out of Nigeria, you know, put together this track that really captures the essence and spirit of hip-hop from all over the world. It's just one of my favorite tracks on the album. And we've got, there's another track, too, that I'd like to let people know about by Jabza Layla. It's called African Dance. And it's a beautiful song because he's speaking from, he's rhyming from the perspective of Mother Africa, teaching the early hip-hoppers how to dance, and how, saying that my spirit was with you in America when Crazy Legs was inspired to dance the way that he was, or when Afrika Bambaataa brought the teachings of Zulu Nation to America. So the writing of that track is from the spirit of Africa as a mother talking to her children as hip-hop all over the world. Beautiful track. The thing about this mixtape, too, that I believe is really special is that something you touched on earlier, and it's the cohesiveness of where the people's hearts are at in different parts of the world. Keep in mind, this mixtape, all of these tracks were already made when the call went out that we're creating the mixtape. I said there's enough artists that if they have tracks already made, let's just collect those instead of making new tracks for this project. Let's collect the tracks that artists have already made. And so as they sent these in, I'm listening to these tracks going, wow, there's a cohesiveness of thought. This is an actual album already, because people, as hip-hoppers, we've noticed that all around the world, we share in the same struggle in our communities. We want our local artists to be heard on the radio. We want our activists to be heard. We want better conditions for our families and for ourselves. We want to be represented better globally. So these are near and dear to the heart of hip hop in Nigeria, Colombia, New York, California, Canada, Australia. These are subjects that somehow we all share in the same experience together, even though geographically we seem so far away. That's to me the most special thing about the mixtape itself.
Ashe, you. Now, how soon will the mixtape be ready for folks to be able to receive or purchase?
Oh, it's all. See, this is once you donate, it's already up and available. So once the donation is made, they're sent a code that goes and they can download the mixtape right away, because it's already been edited and put together. So we made the mixtape, so as soon as the fundraiser dropped, people would get the mixtape instantly once they donated.
Wow, so there's no waiting, no shipping, no handling, no anything. They just download it directly to their smartphone or computer.
Yes. Yes,
that's
there's
fantastic.
A Bandcamp page for it set up for that.
Okay, okay. Now, let's talk about some of the artists. Now, I didn't hear any really, you know, like what folks would consider mainstream names in that list of artists that you ran. So can you talk about, you know, why these particular artists' music is important to the paradigm shift that's taking place? And, you know, as we talked about the higher infinite power healing our people, if this is a used as a proper tool, do you foresee it being able to really have hip-hop take over a lead, if you will, as far as representing the younger generation politically and socially in the environment that we're in?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you're right in tune with that word. That's the intention of this. You know, if somebody in the – there's no exclusion. If somebody in the mainstream hears about a project and would like to donate to it, donate their artistic skill to it through a rhyme or through a beat – or a spoken word, that's dope. That would definitely be accepted. You know, we would welcome that. And the reason, though, that there's the movement itself, we've titled the International Underground Movement, because there's just so many artists in our community who are dope and fresh, and they just don't have a voice to be heard. They don't have a way for other people to hear them. And I have a good friend of mine, Counterculture, out in Rome. And he was saying that when you make a collaboration with somebody, you've already got a two-person audience. And so applied to this, we've got about 30 different MCs, maybe 20 different producers who've worked on this project. And so that's already an audience for any MC of 50 people right there. And then, you know, there's already been 100 downloads or listens or whatever the number is. That's another audience. This is a way for underground artists who are conscious and talking about real things to have their voices heard. And that's, to me, what makes this mixtape unique and one of a kind. And this is also in alignment, you know, with the original spirit of hip-hop, her infinite power healing our people, you know. This is how we heal our people. What feels better for an artist to be heard, or what feels better for somebody when they know they can donate to a worthy cause? Or, you know, it's just exciting just to know that KRS-One has hearing your music, you know. So I put, you know, he's got a copy of the CD. So everybody who donated, they know that their music is being heard by a legend now, you know. So, I mean, this is the spirit of hip-hop, always has been and always will be.
That's right. That's right. It has been tainted and co-opted in an attempt to turn, you know, get it to be turned over to, you know, strictly for profit. But it just goes to show you how once a seed is planted, there may be, you know, times where it's a full, you know, flourishing fruit. There may be times where you have a dry spring, but the seed has been planted and the tree is still there. So if we nurture these roots, I'm sure, Minister Zinn, that we can bring it back to its original intent, its purpose. And I know just from working with some of the young people in my city, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, that these young folks are ready. They are ready. They want to hear the message. They want to feel like their voices are being heard. And what a better way than to submit something, whether it be spoken word, you know, a beat or lyrics or whatever, to a project like this to take it, I guess, to its next level. So I just want to commit Sign of the Times and New Power Radio Network, even if you want to come back on the air, we're always here for you because this is something that we've set in our vision. We just didn't know how it was going to manifest itself, and it seems like it's manifest itself now. So it gives me chills to be on the phone with you right now to see, you know, all the work and labor that we've put in to get this far, you know, Mary, if you will, with your effort and, you know, us have this conversation today. So I'm just as appreciative to you as you are to me right now.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that so much. It's really heartfelt. Thank you. You know, it seems that we who've been around a while and have learned from our own mistakes and are looking at the youth, it's a misconception that they're somehow lost and uninterested in life. If we don't provide those things for them, no one else will, or it will be provided by somebody who has, you know, corporate resources or something like that. So my theory, something I always notice in the underground is when we're in nature, and if there's a river, like say, you know, we use the metaphor, the mainstream for mainstream culture, that if you look at a stream in nature, how shallow is the stream compared to the ground that supports it? How massive is the ground that supports this mainstream, that true underground that's feeding this stream and making it possible for this mainstream to even exist is massive, massive. Mm-hmm. And the stream is so small compared to, you know, what we really are. And so I feel that if we were to enter into, you know, let's just go for a second to the realm of metaphysics, that our mind has perceived the mainstream as greater than the underground that supports it, has perceived that the mainstream is more powerful. And so somehow we've conditioned ourselves, or I don't know, you know, which you can take full responsibility for it and just say, you know, the mainstream isn't that. We are that. We are what makes things cool. This is the original thing with hip hop. It rejected mainstream, and these kids in the Bronx said, we're going to make something new that's cool. This is what we're doing. This is cool. And when they started rejecting the mainstream, the advertisers, everybody jumped on these kids. First time, you know, these kids are 19, 20-year-old kids in the hood, and now the mainstream's giving them dollars to, because this is the only thing going on that's cool anymore. And then rap is everywhere, graffiti's everywhere. And, you know, that's still us. That's still us all over the place, you know. And hip-hop's grown out of the Bronx into this worldwide culture, and kids in the suburbs, that's how I was introduced to it, you know. Very early on, Afrika Bambaataa, bumping in the suburbs, something was connecting. NWA, BDP, Public Enemy, that was connecting to us, too. There was something we're like, wow, this is actually going on in the world? Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know if a lot of people understand that before hip-hop, like when Public Enemy came out and was saying what was going on, to a lot of people that was shocking because we didn't know. How's a kid in the suburbs going to know if he's not seeing it on the news or he's young? And then, you know, Chuck D called it the CNN of the youth. It so much was, you know. And I like to put that out there, too, because I think a lot of people sometimes wonder, you know, what are these European, American, white kids doing, loving this culture so much? But it opened our minds up, too, because we're like, well, we're not that. We don't think like that. We don't support that. Like systematic control of people, that's horrible. And you know, our friends are being arrested and for weed and dumb stuff. And, you know, as a white kid growing up in the suburbs, my friend got his face pushed through the window of the police car. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't any fun at all. But hip hop, that spirit empowered us to think different too. So when we're seeing these older brothers, so to speak, like a KRS-One, and all of a sudden he's giving us empowering words, man. That was something that the original intention of hip hop, and it's still gone on today. We still have young MCs out there. That's what this mixtape represents. There's a voice out there, and this voice needs to be heard. We need to be able to let our youth, let their voices be heard, and let the elders be heard too, you know. Not just for us to sack, because we have wisdom now that the youth don't have. And so our voices, like through shows like this, can be heard, and the youth can be heard. It's really just taking responsibility, and we can't blame anybody else if we don't do that, you know? So a word on that.
Ashe, that's right. For those who are listening online, please dial in at 917-889-8059 if you have a question. And for those who are listening on your phone, please push 1 if you would like to come into queue. Now, remind the listeners again, I know you said it before, give the website and contact information for the project.
Okay, so for the International Underground Mixtape Gospel of Hip Hop fundraiser for Nigeria, if you go up to your Facebook and you just type in the search bar up there, International Underground Movement. And underground is UNDAGROUND. So the International Underground Movement. It'll take you right to the Facebook page. All of the links will be there. The fundraiser page link is on that as well. It's posted right at the top. And if you want to go directly to the GoFundMe page, there's a link on the Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio that's been posted, and also GoFund.me/First Principle. That's GoFund.me/First Principle, and that's on the GoFundMe page. So you can go right to the GoFundMe page or to the Facebook page. We'll have the link as well.
That sounds great. Okay, so two quick questions. One is, for those who are interested in getting into hip-hop, may feel like they have a talent and, you know, want to, I guess, get better at their skills, what advice would you have for them?
Oh, yeah, you know, let's talk to the kids at first. There's a great philosophy from our teacher that says, work when you're young so you can play when you get older. And that's a great philosophy. Young kids getting into it. My advice is work on your DJing skills. There's millions of MCs and rappers out there. Very few really dope DJs who know how to cut and mix and scratch and manipulate the records and make new sounds and new rhythms. So and get into the knowledge as well. And this goes now to anybody interested in hip hop. I believe that just having a historical knowledge, looking up what Zulu Nation is, who Afrika Bambaataa is, what he means to the community, who Cool DJ Herc is, what 1520 Cedric Avenue means. Doing some history will help you understand what it is that you're participating in. Beyond just rapping, why are you rapping? Where did this come from? Who created the style of rap that you're doing? Or who invented this style of music? Doing that history is so important, and just an honor that, let's just say, rest in power to Fife Dawg. He just passed away last night. Legendary hip-hop MC from the Tribe Called Quest. I would start there today if I was a young person and didn't know who Tribe Called Quest was. The spirit of Fife Dawg is with us right now because he just crossed over. So anybody going out and studying a Tribe Called Quest who doesn't know about their legacy and the music that they've made, and really just starting a culture approach to hip-hop through the mastery of an element. That's what Fife Dawg did. That's what Q-Tip did. You know, they were part of a culture, and they mastered their element. So that to me is, and their element, when I say element, breaking, MCing, DJing, graffiti art, beatboxing, street fashion, the way we dress, street language is an element, the way we talk, street knowledge, self-education on any subject, and street entrepreneurialism is the ninth element. That's the element of get money put in our pocket, street entrepreneurialism. So, you know, studying those things and becoming them, really embracing them, and giving time for space and to grow as well. I think we're raised in a society that wants answers quick, that wants to go online and take a quick class and become a master of something. To master any of hip-hop's elements, it's a human skill, so it takes time and development. And I see so many young artists get discouraged because after a year they haven't quote-unquote made it. But what after 5 years, those who stick around for 7 years and work hard, they become real artists, and it always, if they're focused, it will work out. So time and space and patience and study. That's my advice to anyone looking to get into the hip-hop arts or sciences.
Ashe. And thank you for acknowledging Brother Fife, too. I plan on playing some Tribe as we exit. But one last question, okay, so if artists have some music that's ready, some beats that are ready, and want to submit them to the underground movement, Should they contact you? Should they just email the underground movement? What should they do if they want to submit some music to you?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for that. Okay, any music submissions, They can go ahead if they're on the International Underground Movement. I answer all the emails on there, or we have somebody else who will make sure we stay in contact. If they want to look me up on Facebook and just contact me directly, it's just Zin space URU, Zin Uru on Facebook. That's Zin space URU. You could look that up, and I'll be glad to contact anybody. And I have a Gmail account, Minista, Minista, Zinuru at Gmail. It's a lot to say, but Minista Zinuru at Gmail if they want to Gmail me as well. And the thing is that I really enjoy hearing new music and especially artist music. Coming from somebody who wasn't learning to rap until he was like 30, that I got a lot of compassion. And so if people are feeling nervous about hearing their music for the first time or excited about putting it out and just need a little direction, I'm open to that. And, we're going to have other projects in the future. So, submissions and donations are always appreciated.
Ashe. So once this $1,400 is raised, mm-hmm. is there another account, or do they just contact you directly with any subsequent donation?
They can just contact me directly. What I'll do is when we close out that page after the fundraiser is completed its cycle, before we close it out, I'll make sure that I put my contact information up there. Actually, I'll just go there and put it up there now. And then people can contact me directly from that page. And then once it's down, you can just contact me directly at Zin Uru on Facebook.
All right, Minister Zin, thank you so much for being a part of the conversation tonight. We're going to continue to reach out to you, though, because I have a project in mind that I would like to bounce off of you. But I have to make sure that all my ducks are in a row first. So I'll be getting back in contact with you with a project from New Power Radio Network. But feel free to reach out to me if there's anything I can do. We will continue to tag and promote the fundraiser, and we wish you well in that, and I'll be making a contribution today.
Oh, thank you so much. I so much appreciate you and the work you're doing, and just from the Temple of Hip Hop, we thank you, and I know the Nigerian Council for Hip Hop Movement thanks you. And yes, I look forward to building together. We can talk about a number of subjects and anything I can help with projects that you all have going on. I'm behind it. And you guys played Prince at the beginning. That's one of my favorite tracks ever. So there it is.
Round two. All right, y'all. We're going to close it out with a contribute to Brother Fife, who has ministered in transition this morning. So, we love you. We will see you all tomorrow night with Goddess Speaks here on Sign of the Time Blog Talk Radio. In the meantime, let's check the rhyme, y'all.
Blessings. Check the rhyme.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply, the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, and none can test me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5 for 3 and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training.
because I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word. Check the vibe. And the presence was fitting, it was hot. The Viper
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But want the better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. And flopper, what you say, hammer? Proper, rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
If you really need a hug, Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. when it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
The ones prophesied to return. My main concern is for all of you to learn how to live. Yes, through the lyrics I give and send, my friend, this age is coming to an end. Not the world, but the age is ending. Listen to the astrological message I'm sending. Truth is truth, whether or not you like me. We are living now in the age of Pisces. But Pisces is over at the year 2000, when the Son of God changes his house and enters the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
The Son of God as man is hilarious.
Okay.
When you think of Jesus, think of the sun, the flaming sun. That's where they stole this concept from. Stop believing and read your Bible logically.
Yeah.
The New Testament is really old astrology. Jesus is the Son of God, no lie.
Yeah.
But they might be talking about the sun up in the sky. The sun that hangs on the cross of the zodiac. The zodiac with 12 signs to be exact.
Yeah.
Each sign is a house, and you should keep in mind, each house equals a period of time.
Damn.
The time, 2,000 years, and that's a fact. It's called an age or a house in the zodiac. The 12 disciples are 12 months of reason. The four gospels signify the four seasons. When Jesus fed the multitude with two fishes, it signified the age of Pisces, not fish on dishes. If you read the Bible astrologically, it's clearer.
Yeah.
The next age will be the age of the water bearer. It's called the age of Aquarius, when logic and truth will take care of us. So in this age of spiritual dignity, you'll see a rise in femininity and creativity. That's with masculinity. You got to get with me. This is your true her story. Do you want to go higher?